It's the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show, Sunday afternoon in Fredericksburg. Fred Nats going for their second straight win on the weekend to finish out this series against the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Eric Bach joined by the skipper of the Fred Nats, Jake Lowry. And Skip, yesterday was a good day. 10-run win to get back in the win column. Complete effort. Luke Young gets the start. Bullpen comes in. Offense scores 12 runs. After the week that Myrtle Beach has had here, yesterday had to have felt pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how you draw it up. You know, you have a starting pitcher go his allotted amount of time to pitch. You have two bullpen guys go two innings each, and the offense explodes for two huge innings. That's how you draw up a W.
I mean, Myrtle Beach, their offense this week has just been pretty freaking good. I mean, sometimes you just got to tip your cap to the other side. What the Pelicans have done this week is pretty darn impressive, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, when you can put up nine runs, and it was the least amount of runs they put up until last night on a week. It's impressive. They're a good ball club. You know, they've lost some of their guys to high A, but they still have kind of put it together with, you know, most of the same guys from the last time we played them. Good contact oriented guys, not a lot of strikeouts, put the ball in play, find gaps. And obviously their pitching's been, you know, pretty top notch as well.
Second start of the week for Harley and Susanna. Big bounce back day for him, we hope. Didn't get out of the first inning on Tuesday. Made a mental mistake, threw the ball to the wrong base, and that kind of set him back. But hopefully he can get back to the form that we saw him last week in Augusta.
Yeah, no, we're hoping for a good five out of him. Good bounce back, like you said. It's one of those games, you know, it's one of those weeks where you get to throw twice in a week, and it's one of those ones you relish because you didn't have a good start on Tuesday. You want to do really well on Sunday. So hopefully you can channel that energy and to give us five good innings.
Won the Saturday and Sunday games last week in Augusta that I think really boosted the morale. Trying to do the same here this week after a rough start to the week. I think that would say a lot about this team to come back on the weekend and win two after the way the first four went.
Yeah, it's the game of baseball, man. I mean, sometimes you have those four games like we did where we just did not do very good on all facets of the baseball. And, you know, then last night we kind of erupted and had a good team win. That's why you play nine innings. That's why you play the game. But like you said, this is a good test for us. You know, we're not going to get swept. And, you know, hopefully we can get that second win this week and, you know, continue that into next week.
I think that last night Luke Young's start was – I don't know if we can even give him enough credit for what he did. I mean, gives up the home run to Chavers after the five-run inning. It's like, okay, are the Pelicans about to make this comeback again? But he really locked it down. And when you absolutely, positively needed a longer start to preserve the bullpen, he provided that for you.
Yeah, he did. I think he showed some guts last night, showed some, you know, want to, that he knew what he had to do. He knew what the task at hand was, and he took it in upon himself. To give us those five good innings, to not let things rattle him, not let innings unravel him, and to throw his off-speed for strikes and get some chase and swing and miss. Sometimes that's, you know, you give up a two-run homer, and a lot of times you come back and they have a big inning, and he limited to that two-run homer, and that was it, and continued to get outs for us, and that's what we needed, pounding the strike zone.
And now, moving forward for this offense, Max Romero's been leading the way, but others starting to chip in as well. John McHenry, Royce Marquintana, all three in the lineup today. But I think that Max's power that he has provided since coming back from the injured list, and on a team right now that's struggling to find some pop, Max's pop has been super helpful.
Yeah, no, I mean, even with two strikes, you know, he's cut down on his strikeouts and swing and miss, and he's done a good job putting the ball in play, hitting the ball hard, and you know, that's what he's capable of. That's what we got drafted for. That's what he provided in college. That's what he's going to provide for us in the future. A left-handed swinging catcher that gives us a chance to leave the yard every time he comes to the plate, you know, and I think he's fully healthy, which is a huge bonus for him on both sides of the ball, and, you know, I look forward to him continuing to get at-bats and come up clutch for us.
Talking with Jake Lowry here on Fred Nats on Deck. And obviously, his only job is not to hit. He's back there managing the pitching staff as well. You know catching better than anybody. I think that yesterday he navigated those guys through, talking about Bubba Hall and Matt Merrill as well, along with Luke Young. He navigated those guys through a Myrtle Beach lineup that is really tough right now.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, they have a ton of wins. Their offense can, you know, change in a heartbeat with the win. Obviously, they have got guys that have power. They have guys that can hit the ball over the yard. You know, I was telling Lordy, I was kind of tired of guys getting six at-bats in a game on the other team. So you know, we limited that last night, which is good. But yeah, Max Romero back there, you know, blocking his tail off, you know, taking control of the running game, throwing up zeros. It's not always pretty, you know, with how guys do it. But, you know, if you throw up a zero, that's the ultimate goal, to win each inning and throw up those zeros and goose eggs for us. And he's done a great job, and he's back in there today.
Finishing up the first week of a two-week homestand, Salem comes into town on Tuesday. I mean, it's kind of now or never right now to make our move in the second half. I know it's still, you know, 30-some-odd games left, but it feels like that this stretch here, starting today and then the next six, are really crucial for the second half.
Absolutely, especially when we're playing our, you know, division rivals, you know, guys that are in our division. You know, it's now or never kind of thing. We get six series left, and it's one of those things where, you know, you got to win each series. You want to win each ball game. You know, it's one of those, it's just, it is what it is. Everybody's draft picks are coming at some point. So you could be facing a guy from Florida, Arizona, you could be facing a guy who was the SEC Pitcher of the Year. You just never know what you're going to get in these last six series. You know, it's 30 games, like you said, but at the same time, it's take it game by game and at bat by at bat. And hopefully we can string a bunch of wins and stack these dubs.
Jake Lowry on the Fred Nats on Deck pregame show. A beautiful Sunday. It's cooled off for us today. Thank you, Skip.
No problem, Eric. Go Freddies.